If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favorite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
What's up, guys? Welcome back to Hoot and a Half. Today I'm here with Mike Schaffer and Matt King, and today we're going to be talking about...
You, Joe.
What?
What's like the worst show that you have ever seen? Like, have you ever bought tickets for something that really stayed with you?
Broadway musicals.
Broadway musicals? Which one?
All of them. They're so miserable.
They're terrible.
Hey, how dare you?
The worst.
I mean, I know that some musicals can be bad, but some musicals can be really good.
Even the good ones. I can't just sit there and just watch it. I'm sorry.
What musical have you seen?
What's the one about the Wizard of Oz?
Wicked?
Yeah.
Didn't like it?
No.
Yeah, I don't really get it either.
When nope. I meet the wizard.
I'm not a musical guy.
Speaking of cats, I also did see another cat production that wasn't on Broadway. It was actually a show in Austin, Texas. It's a touring show. It's called the Acro Cats. And basically, they're acrobatic cats, and it's a circus.
Like actual cats or people dressed up as cats?
No, actual cats. This woman has trained this group of cats called the Acro Cats, and they come out and do a variety of tricks. They also have a band. One plays the drums. One plays the guitar. And they even have a trained gopher as well.
Okay, and we're going to take you back to the home now,
wait,
Matt.
What?
We're going to finish the rest of the episode.
I'm sorry.
He goes, wait.
I find this interesting. Don't you find it interesting?
Oh, yeah. Everyone does.
But the cats just do a variety of juggling, balancing acts, walking on their hind legs. Do you want to see pictures?
I'm okay.
Joe.
This is kind of interesting, though.
I don't know.
To who? to the other feline femme?
I think some people would find it interesting, but guys, I'm so sorry that my co-host and our guest are not interested in continuing the conversation about acro cats.
There's just more interesting things to talk about, I think, especially with someone as dynamic, witty, intelligent, and charming as Joe Volpes.
Dude, you have the fucking president of YouTube here at your table, and all you want to talk about is these cats that can do flips.
Where's the president of YouTube?
Right there.
Right here.
Joe Volpes. Have you seen his YouTube channel?
So you're both a liar and a dick. Joe, happy holidays. First off, I've said it before, and I want to say it again. Thank you so much for surprising me with multiple gifts this year. Two new additions to my Christmas village, though it was a bit of a challenge, me having to rewire my entire Christmas village all over again last night.
You don't sound too thrilled about the gift.
Well, I wasn't. No, I was very thrilled about the gift. I wasn't thrilled about just the task of having to just redo it all.
On that note, I really want to get Matt a new Christmas building every 3 days, so he has to rewire it and replace everything and rebuild it. I just think that would be the best gift for everybody
else. I'm having two conflicting emotions happening in my body right now. My heart rate is accelerating out of joy, but then my mind is just
the anxiety of having
clenching
to do it.
From.
Yeah. I think you just need more horizontal space on either end to continue to build out the town. You're limited to that real estate, but if you buy more real estate and put more.
No, because then people are just going to run in and knock into it. It's fine. The village is fine. It's
okay. I know.
No.
I know.
Do not. Do not.
Me and Elliot said
not.
We were going to smash it and just get your new one. We get your new one.
No. You can't smash.
You can't do that.
These
you
are
know
like
how
30-year-old pieces that you can't get again.
But okay.
You were considering actually starting a Christmas village, right?
Just to compete with you. Not
I love that.
I wasn't doing it out of joy.
Just to compete with me.
I was going to do it on the opposite side of your living room. so that like we can go back and forth of like, oh, look at that one, but this one has this.
Oh man, that would have been good. We could have had like a ski lift that goes from like one
like
side,
like a tram, like a rail, a railway.
So people can go from town to town.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm sure Zane would love his living room being turned into a.
Wait, let's talk about your dog, Bobby.
Okay.
Sad Bobby.
What about my son?
Didn't you meet his sister the other day?
His brother came into town from Northern California. Yeah.
You keep in contact with them?
Yeah, we met recently through Instagram and we figured it out.
Are they pup pals?
Like pen pals? Did you ever have a pen pal?
I did.
Yeah.
What was your pen pal's name?
I don't remember. I think they might have been in prison. I think we had like a prison.
We had prison people.
Yeah.
The things they did in Jersey.
Geez. Yeah. They were in prison, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
All right, class,
yeah.
Get out your pen and paper. We're writing to Rikers Island today.
Yeah, inmate number 4693.
Yeah.
Or wait. Inmate 24601.
I might be making that up.
You might be. They probably wouldn't
allow us
talk to prisoners.
They would never allow... They would never allow children to write to prisoners.
Why does that sound like something that happened, though?
Yeah, it's a very New Jersey thing.
I remember where they took us to jail. Did you go to jail?
Yes!
Did you go to jail?
Like
visit a jail?
Oh, yes. For Cub Scouts, we went to like our local town jail. It wasn't like a prison.
You didn't go with school, too?
No, we didn't go with school. We definitely did it for Cub Scouts. And it was like our local town jail. It wasn't like a prison. Mm. It was where they usually...
Like
hold
county
people
lockup.
Up, like, yeah. Like a 24-hour lockup kind of a thing.
Have you ever been to prison?
Once.
Really?
No.
Whoa.
Have you ever been arrested?
No, I ran from the cops once. Did you ever do any of those like 2-pound steaks in Texas where you eat it and you get your picture on the wall?
No, I've been to the place where you do it, but I
haven't
done
it. My friend's only regret. We drove through there and he didn't do it.
It's over in like Amarillo, Texas.
Yes.
There it's where like you a 72-ounce steak.
Eat a 72-ounce steak, and but the reason why we didn't do it was because you have to like sit in front of everybody.
Oh, no. It's
you don't get to eat at your own table.
How big is that?
5 pounds.
Probably as big as a laptop. Like, in terms
of... Oh, that's not possible.
It's, like, the steak, and then you get, like, a bunch of, like, other fixings and stuff.
I did, though, go to a place called Cheeseburger in Sanibel, Island.
That's in New Jersey. It's Cheeburger.
Yeah.
Oh, it is called Cheeburger. I went there, and I ate one of the big burgers, and I took a picture, and I'm in some booklet in Sanibel, Island, if it's
still
there.
That one's easier.
Yeah, it is. I was 11.
Yeah, like, everyone could do that one. Yeah.
What's that hot chicken place, too, in, like, Asbury Park that has, like, the 911? Cluck You.
Oh, they have a
wall
picture
cluck
there.
You?
Cluck me, cluck you.
No, cluck you. Do they have cluck you where you're from?
Cluck no.
That's good.
Do you think there's like a certain psychology to like all those types of people who like eating
spicy food?
Spicy food or like eating those types of contests. Like I need to get my name on the wall and therefore I'm going to put myself through this excruciating pain.
I mean, we do it literally all the time. It's so exciting.
But are they easy? Are they easy people to, do they accept defeat easily? Like I've never actually witnessed somebody doing
an actual crazy contest.
Like what? I'm curious. Are they the type of people like, I'm just doing this for fun. And if I do it, I do it. Or are they like, no, I need to win this.
I think it's just the rush, like getting that spiciness of like,
have you,
what?
Do you have anything funny to say?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Anything funny to contribute?
I don't know. I'm starting a podcast.
You are? What's it called?
Can you announce it?
Yeah.
Oh, let's hear it.
Yeah. I can't tell you the name yet.
Why?
Okay.
We haven't announced it yet.
Do you know what the name is?
There's
him and Ilya.
Yeah.
Oh.
Ilya and I have a podcast. It's coming soon. Make sure to check it out.
Oh, cool. That's adorable. Is it just you two talking every time?
And we're going to have like guests.
Guests.
Wow. So a direct rip off of Hoot and Half.
We're actually filming it in your studio.
Well, then we're going to start charging you rent.
Todd said I can come in whenever I want.
Yeah, but only that half is Todd's room. This half is Matt's room.
So, yeah.
Doing it over there.
Okay, good. Okay. Yeah, have fun with the backlit windows.
Great.
Yeah.
That's literally part of our podcast, being backlit. So, don't care.
Is it going to be on video?
Not at first.
Wow, okay. So literally exactly what Hoot and a Half did.
Exactly. We're following your footsteps.
But I kind of like that we just started on audio first. We just wanted to get, you know, our sea legs going.
Yeah, so what gave you the inspiration to steal our identity and come on and do two hoots behind our back?
Well, is that what you wanted to talk about?
For the folks listening and watching, if you don't know, on Joe's YouTube channel, he and Todd got the bright idea to create their own parody, their own spinoff of this podcast.
I don't know about
using
parody.
This set without our permission, using the cameras,
the microphones, the interface.
Yeah, all your interface
of it.
Too.
And it was called Two Hoots.
Two full hoots. No one's getting disrespected on our podcast being only half a hoot.
The hoot and the half are not people.
It's
a time that you have.
It's an expression.
You told him that and he bought that? Guys, let's just change the subject. I don't want you guys to be torn apart. Oh my god.
I think we.
This is what you wanted, Joe.
Drama alert. Please click off. Don't watch this.
No, a hoot and a half is not about two people. A hoot and a half is like a time that you have. You have a hoot and a half. It's
or
a good
someone
time.
Can be a hoot and a half. Like, yeah, I love that
a hoot
person
and
there.
A half. That's what you
no,
told
that's
me before.
Your application of this.
That's what he told me.
What?
You gasp.
No, I think like, you can, like, I don't know, think about it and it can kind of change on its own. But two hoots makes no sense.
How come you're so into Christmas villages?
Because why am I so into Christmas villages?
Yeah, I was trying to
why
get you.
Why are you so into emo music? Why are you so
it's
into
great.
Food?
It's so tasty.
I love Christmas villages. They're great. It fills my spirit.
And it's... they're tasty?
No, not really. No. Gingerbread houses are tasty, but not my tiny Christmas village. I just got to add a little Saddle Ranch sign. And I think that's it. I was thinking about customizing everything in the Christmas village. Like, oh, I have like a clickbait headquarters, a hoot and a half place, a Kremoto cafe. But then I think it's just going to get a little too complicated.
Why not a mukbang car?
A mukbang car?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Well, I don't know. Like, I got a car for David. I got a car for Zane. I got a car for Natalie. But you always switch up whatever car you're driving in. You're either driving a BMW, you're driving a Corvette, or you're driving a Tesla.
Yeah.
How many cars do you own?
Three.
Three.
And how many YouTube channels do you have?
Two.
And how many podcasts do you have?
One.
Okay.
I'm crushing it.
When things come back, are you going to take Joe's mukbangs on the road?
Yeah, we're trying to go to Arizona.
Oh, cool. Why Arizona?
There's a place called Bikini Beans where there's coffee and they sell the coffee in their bikinis, and Annalise loves it. So I'm going to take
Annalise
her.
Loves
Annalise
it?
Annalise loves it.
Yeah. Or Bobby loves it.
Bobby loves it.
It's called Bikinis and Beans?
Bikini Beans. Isn't that a crazy concept
like
for a coffee place?
That's a little bit of a hazard, though, all the hot coffee, and then like, do they have at least have an apron on? Because that's like, that's a lot of like
maybe like a plastic apron, see-through.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But
whoa.
Wait, are they like steam up?
Wait, hold on. Are they serving the servers are wearing bikinis, or instead of giving you a mug, it's a bikini full of
it's a drive-through, and the people working there are in bikinis. Shout out Bikini Beans.
Are you trying to get a free cup of Joe from there?
I'm trying to invest.
Do they wear?
It's such a great concept. Because then once I thought about that, I was like, I could apply this to literally anything. Bikini sandwiches.
But then I'm like, what's the big deal about them wearing bikinis if it's just a drive-through?
Because like they're serving like they're taking your order outside. They're taking. If you don't want to invest, it's fine, Matt.
Did your dad ever take you to Hooters when you were a kid? Were you like a Hooters casual family?
My dad bought me a Playboy once, and I was like so embarrassed.
Whoa. Yeah. Was it one of his? He's like,
no, yeah, it wasn't passing the torch.
It was a brand new one?
Yeah, well, because it was the WWE people. WWF. I think it was like Tori Wilson and Stacey Keibler.
You remember these names.
I love WWE.
Can you paint the picture of the story for us here?
I remember WWE announcing it. And then I was like, oh, I want this. I told him to get it.
How old? How old are you?
12, 13, 14, 15.
Did you know that Playboy was naked people, or you just thought it was a magazine with people in it?
No, I knew what it was.
It was like, you're like, oh, Playboy, I play a Game Boy. It must be the same thing.
Yeah, that's exactly what I thought.
Okay, and so you saw the ad on TV, and then you just turned around and looked at your dad, and he's sitting there on the couch reading the paper and goes, all right, son.
Maybe I was 14 and I asked for it.
And what did he say?
But whoa, you have a very good relationship with your father.
Why? Where would I get that magazine? I wouldn't be able to get
your
it.
Your friend's older brother. Or, I don't know, put on a disguise.
This isn't a Disney movie, Matt.
So how did you frame the conversation with your dad about getting you a Playboy magazine?
I'm sure I just brought it up and he brought it home and like no words were really exchanged. And he just like handed it to me. I have a good.
We're going to take a quick moment to give a word from our sponsor. Mike, you know times are really tough right now.
Yes.
A lot of people are separated from their loved ones, which is taking a big toll on mental health. And that could be happening for you, our listener. So you could be feeling a little depressed, a little anxious during these times. Well, BetterHelp is here to help you. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. You can start communicating with them in less than 48 hours. It's not a crisis line. It's not self-help.
It's professional counseling done securely online.
And they cover a broad area of expertise, which sometimes is not always locally available in your area. So you can log in at any time and send a message to your counselor, and you'll get a timely and thoughtful response from your counselor. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, so you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room like you would with traditional therapy.
It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, and there's financial aid available. available. BetterHelp wants you to start living a happier life today. You can visit their website and read the testimonials that are posted daily. Visit betterhelp.com/hoot. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/hoot, HOOT, to join the over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. In fact, so many people are using BetterHelp that they're recruiting new counselors in all 50 states.
And there is a special offer to you, our listeners of Hoot and a Half, when you go to betterhelp.com/hoot to get 10% off your first month with BetterHelp.
I want to paint the picture here.
If you want to join two Hoots, you can.
I didn't even listen to the conversation.
You piece of shit.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
No.
What?
I started to watch, and there's no Matt, there's no Mike. It just wasn't good.
It was real dry.
First off, that had more charisma in that one episode than you've had in your entire podcast career.
I don't know.
What about it?
You can leave. I'm kidding.
Yeah, I can take your place. My name's Joe. I eat food. I have a dog.
Oh, yeah. And I'm Todd. I like to make music. Yeah, no. I'm taking
acting Christmas
classes.
Village. Oh, Mike, let's make a deal.
So I'm here in one day by myself, and Joe just comes in here casually with like his bag on, like he's walking out the door, pretending to be very nonchalant. He goes, "Oh, so like, how does this work in here, like with the microphones?" And I was like, "Oh, what do you mean?" He's like, "Just how do you like set it up?" And I was like, "Oh, you just plug him in. That goes into your laptop." He's like, "Oh, is it easy?" And I was like, "Yeah." I didn't think anything of it. I thought he was just genuinely showing interest in like what we do. And, you know, he's a filmmaker and I'm trying to set this up here. And 2 weeks later.
The nerve.
Excuse me.
Identity theft is not a joke, Joe.
Well, no, it's because it was a great idea.
It was a good idea.
It was cute. It was like when your
don't
kid.
Be mad.
It was like when a kid like makes a picture and is like, "Mom, can you hang this up on the refrigerator? Look what I did." It's like, "Oh, good job." Yeah, that's how I kind of saw it.
Me too. Yeah,
I saw a comment on one of your videos that was like, "Joe's entire channel exists just to push all of his friends to the brink until they're no longer friends."
That is such a good quote.
Yeah, yeah. It's like Boiling Point. Remember that show? Remember that show, MTV's Boiling Point, where they would just like mess with people, and there was that scale.
Yeah,
that would just get like a waiter would just like really be like a terrible waiter until
like,
the
spill the water on them and then come back with the wrong food.
Oh, that was so good. Snaps. Yeah, and they would like go up like a meter each
time. Yes. Okay. Yes. That's your YouTube channel.
100%.
All you do is push your friends to the brink of insanity.
Joe's Boiling Point.
Such a compliment.
You've been like the closest like friend to me, like fastest growing friend over the past year. Like, you know.
I've gotten really tall.
You have?
That was your first funny thing. No, my fastest growing friend.
Oh.
Like height wise,
dude. I never think like in puns and stuff. Yeah. You're always thinking about puns and wordplay.
There's so many times when I'm like editing my videos that Matt's in, and I say something so funny, and Matt's just like, "And here's the French fries." I'm like, "How the fuck did you not acknowledge that? Like, that was so ridiculous."
I had a friend one time who would make too many puns. Sometimes, like too many.
Mm. Did you put him in the penitentiary?
Was it Michael? Who's your dream guest on here?
Lord.
Oh, true.
Lord. Yeah. Lord would be really cool because I think we could make it happen.
I feel like Ezra Koenig.
Yeah.
For you, lead singer Vampire Weekend.
Wow.
I know, but I'm like, I'm too shy. I feel like I'm too shy.
I think once we get music people in here, then like that opens up the world for music people. But we're starting off just with our friends.
Yeah. Who would be your dream guest that you would want to interview for your
mukbangs?
For me, would be Tom DeLonge from Blink-182.
Wow.
Is that the UFO guy?
Mm-hmm. Isn't he a little squirrely now?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wait, is he the UFO guy or Mark Hoppus is the UFO guy?
Tom's the UFO guy. He's the one who broke like the news about like the UFOs like 2 months ago.
Whoa.
But I love to talk to him about music, the UFO, like just everything he's doing.
Have you met him?
No. Oh. I would literally melt. I have so many questions.
Mike, who would you like to interview?
What? Oh, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I couldn't even...
Would you just talk about the show?
Wait, Mike, how did
it didn't happen?
Oh, wait, can we talk about it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Mike, so Jerry Seinfeld recently put out a book called
Is This Anything?
Is This Anything? Where it's basically a book that's the entirety of all of his jokes.
Every joke he's ever written in 45 years, written down.
Chronological order.
So it's like the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s.
Like he had a journal and he kept it all and he put it all in
his book.
He's written
every single joke. He has a legal pad of every joke he's ever written and he published it in a book.
Wow.
So, you know, he's obviously.
Is This Funny?
Is this anything?
Uh-huh. Oh, I thought you were asking, is this story funny?
No. But that's the point
is
of the
funny?
Book.
Yes, yeah. This is funny.
Yeah.
Okay. So obviously he's going on like a publicity tour with a bunch of talk shows and everything. And
you
so
were trying
for
to go.
Jimmy
Fallon, they did this kind of open entry submission contest where they wanted fans of Jerry Seinfeld and of the book to do
one of the jokes, yes, one of the bits from the book.
Recite one of his jokes. And Mike is so excited about this when he hears about it because he's like, I could get on it.
Because what they're going to do is when you submit the joke, Jimmy said, send us in you doing your best version of a Seinfeld joke. Do it as yourself. Don't do an imitation. Send it in. And on the Thanksgiving episode, we're going to show our favorites to Jerry to react to.
And it's on Jimmy Fallon. So, and you know, David's friends with Jimmy Fallon. Mike's like, dude, this is my big moment. I'm going to make the video and I'm going to send it in and I'm going to tell David to hit up Jimmy. And I'm like, Mike, don't do that. Don't do that.
If there was ever a time to call in a favor from David, like, can you?
This is the one you cash in.
I know.
And so I thought you were gonna drop it and not do it. I obviously did want you to do it, but he actually did do it. He's like, look, I filmed the video. He's wearing a blazer, like a white blazer,
like it's like a stand-up set. No, like it's the Tonight Show.
You looked like you were Forrest Gump, like with like a plaid shirt and a white blazer. It's good. It was really good.
Thank you.
Wait, and which bit did you do?
It's about almond milk.
Can you recite it?
Yeah.
Wait, hang on. I gotta pretend I'm in a comedy set. But
part of the challenge was to not do it like Jerry Seinfeld.
Right, it's don't not do a Seinfeld impression.
Yeah, so you have to kind of do it as your own. So Mike.
So who, almond milk? I don't know.
What made you pick this one?
I was just reading the book and I literally laughed out loud at it and I thought it was funny.
Almond milk stuck out to you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Almond milk. What is this? Who had a can of almond?
It's funny.
Okay. Almond milk. I don't understand this. Who had a can of almonds slammed on their desk and find a way to get some milk out of these goddamn things? No one wants milk. They want nuts. And how do they find a stool small enough to slide under the almond to milk it? You know how small the teats of an almond have to be? A gallon of milk should cost $1,000. I don't know. What do I know? And then my last bit was, what do I know? I haven't left the house in 8 months. And then I stand up and I'm not wearing any pants like on those like on the Zoom meetings.
That's
so
pretty good.
I sent it in. I emailed it. But I didn't text David. I didn't call him the favor because if I got it, I wanted to get it on my own. I didn't want to get it as a favor. And I didn't get it. So like I'm fine with it. What really would have sucked is if I did text David, he texted Fallon and they were just like... Sorry, we love you, Dave, but your friend is not going to make the cut.
Wow.
So thank God I didn't tell David.
How nervous were you after submitting it? Were you like doing your work and then just being like, how's the email? were you checking up?
Like, I don't really like, I never like do anything like that, like audition or anything. So I just sent it in and then I literally forgot about it. And then I saw Fallon was like, and tonight, Jerry Seinfeld is the guest, and my heart skipped a beat. I was like, oh my God, today is the day. So I just like looked at the video and I just scrubbed through, like nervously scrubbed through, and they only picked like three people and I wasn't in.
How were theirs?
Were they better?
I refused to watch them. I just wanted to see if my face was in there and it wasn't. So I missed it.
Well, but I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Hey, maybe it can happen again in the future and you can do that exact same thing for Jerry Seinfeld when he joins this podcast. Yeah,
so that would be the dream guest.
Joe, have you ever won a contest?
Yeah.
What contest did you win, Joe?
When I was 16, I won an all-time low music video contest where me and my friends made a music video for one of their songs. And we won like a black iPod, like video iPod. It was like brand new.
So Only one.
Yeah, for like all nine of us. We won a bunch of shirts, bunch of stickers, and like a bunch of signed CDs.
Wow.
It was so sick.
Did you think you were going to win right when they announced the contest? You go, we are going to win this thing.
I knew we were going to win because we worked at a haunted hayride. So like I was using all of those costumes in part of the video. So like every costume, like one of us was Michael Jackson, like two of us were like scary, one was a big Elmo costume.
You had a Michael Jackson at your haunted hayride?
Yeah, it was me. I came out of a coffin and I would come out and dance to Thriller.
Oh wow.
Can you dance?
Nope. But the contest, like we won that, and it was back when YouTube, like if you hit enter on the URL, it would click for another view. So I remember taking off of school the day that the contest was going on.
And you just
click. And I think I won with like either 60,000 or 30,000 views on it.
So you cheated.
Yep.
Okay. That's awesome. Is the video still up there?
Yeah, but I had to change the song because of copyright.
Oh, no.
I put it like a May Day Parade song in there now.
Which one? Which song?
I forget. Like,
Three years
for Sweet Revenge?
No. My Chemical Romance. Read a fucking book, dog.
What's that May Day
song? I know. That's why I said.
I always love that one. Oh, Miserable. I love Miserable at Best.
Miserable at Best is such
Katie,
a good song.
Don't cry, I know. You're trying your hardest, and the hardest part is...
Hey, I wrote a song for my best friend. How come you haven't asked me about that?
I was about to bring that up.
Oh, Joe, you know what? I have not seen it.
What the fuck? Watch it now.
We're not watching it now.
Oh, come on.
No, I've only seen like the clips on your Instagram.
Watch like the first 5 seconds. It's really good.
So Joe, where did you get this inspiration to make a song, make a music video?
My love, Ilya, which I heard he came on here and said that Todd was his best friend, which was a fucking lie. Me and Ilya are best friends.
Hold on. Okay, so Joe, you put out a song. We're gonna
just watch the first. Watch until I start singing, so you know it's from the heart.
Oh, you made a video for it too. Joe, that was great.
Thanks. You should watch it and like take a look that I'm literally not playing anything. And then there's like parts in the song where I just like drop the guitar and the guitar still playing in the video.
You know what I realize your shirt looks like?
3D.
Oh, it looks like kind of like an Egyptian Squidward.
I guess, yeah.
Do you see it?
This is my new clothing line.
No, it's not.
Oh, yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Wait, you have a clothing line too?
Yeah, dude, I'm fucking balling right now.
That's really cool.
That battery's going to die.
Oh my God, I thought someone was outside.
Should we wrap it up?
No, we need a lot more.
Whoa, you need more condoms?
Joe didn't say anything funny.
But Joe, let's talk about your merch. You got the sensitive merch. Very appropriate for someone like me. I'm a Cancer. I'm a sensitive water sign.
Are you going to do a nice PR delivery?
Yeah, I think me and Jason are going to go around town dropping stuff off.
You haven't asked for my address.
I know where you live.
His new address?
Yeah.
Okay.
1245 Chestnut Lane.
No, it's...
Ilya. I mean, not Ilya.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Whoa.
I just wanted to see how sensitive you actually are.
I'm very sensitive. On brand.
Do you think you're a sensitive guy?
Yeah, at times.
Really? What do you say? What gets to you?
Comments.
You read comments a lot?
No, like from people that I know. No. Like sometimes someone will like say something and then later at night I'll be like, did they really mean that?
Oh.
Can you give an example?
Nope.
Name names.
I can't let people know my weakness.
Is there a certain hour of the day when it kicks in? Like right before you go to bed?
Yeah, right before I go to bed.
Oh, I'm like, let's play the highlight reel of everything I just want to cringe about.
I'm like, oh, Matt said this today. Did he really mean that? Fuck.
Well, no, I never really mean anything. I never want you to think anything.
Now I know.
I especially don't want you to be thinking of me when you're in bed.
Well, too bad.
Mike, you buying a lot of gifts for your friends for Hanukkah?
You know I am.
I'm certainly doing all of my Christmas shopping, and who doesn't love a good savings when it comes to Christmas shopping?
I think everybody does.
Everybody wants to earn rewards any way they can, especially when you're buying gifts for other people. Well, have you heard of Drop, Mike?
Let's hear it.
So with Drop, members can earn back points when they complete the offers in the following categories. Shop, arcade, and surveys. So how does it work? Well, you download the app, create an account, you link a debit or credit card to maximize your opportunities to earn points on exclusive offers and personalized recommendations.
Shop through the app for your favorite brands. There's over 400 of them. Play a game or take a survey.
Yes, and there's over 400 brands out there, ones that you already love and ones that you will discover. There's no receipt scanning, there's no coupon clipping. You earn points every time you shop through the app.
Redeem your points for gift cards in the Drop app whenever or wherever you'd like. There's also a new widget for iOS 14. Access this new feature by searching Drop in the widget search on your iOS 14 device. The four offers shown are based on your favorites from the Drop app.
And who doesn't love that? Drop is like Waze for shopping, the way I see it. It directs me to all of the best deals I can get while shopping. And I love getting these points back on the brands that I love. Brands like Apple, Postmates, Uber Eats. All of those times when I shop from them, I'm earning back rewards via Drop.
And the best part about it is that it's free to use.
And you can use those points to give you gift cards back on the brands you love.
So whenever I'm thinking about making a purchase, I pull up the Drop app and search for the brand that I'm looking to spend with. Just tap on the brand's offer and you'll be redirected to their site or mobile app. And once there, you complete the checkout process like you normally would. Drop will automatically put the points into your account once the transaction is cleared.
It's really as simple as tap, shop, earn, redeem. So if you're already not a Drop member, you are missing out on basically free money. And for a limited time, Drop is giving all of our listeners 10,000 points, which is the equivalent of $10 when you download the app via the Apple App Store or Google Play and use the code HOOT. That's H-O-O-T. Once again, that's code H-O-O-T to kickstart you earning on Drop today.
So this is, you're making t-shirts, sweatshirts, what are you doing?
T-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, crew necks, and what?
It's a lot of inventory. I just don't know how many how many fans you have that are going to want to buy that. So that's a
hey,
big...
man. They're there.
Lingerie?
Fuck, lingerie would be so
lingerie?
Good.
Sensitive lingerie is brilliant.
I was thinking my face.
Sensitive lingerie.
That's like a, I feel like that's like a good...
Yeah.
Dude, you pull down like someone's pants and my like face is right there.
And if you put by underwear, Joe Volpe ass.
Wow. Whoa. Pun guys back at it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Joe, why is New Jersey the greatest state in the union?
The union? Who still talks like that?
Oh, you guys technically were part of the union, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. 13 colonies, baby. What's it cool. like being an add-on?
We were once an independent nation, so...
Did they teach you specifically about Texas's upbringings?
Yes. So, like, when you're in sixth grade, you learned world history. Seventh grade, you learned nothing but Texas history. And then...
Really?
Texas grade, has its own history?
Yeah. In the Texas education system, you devote 1 year of at least middle school to nothing entirely but Texas.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we had, like, pure... Because we were once a country. Like, right. Okay, Texas is the only state where you can raise... the state flag equal to the American flag. And after we like say the Pledge of Allegiance, we also say the pledge to the Texas flag.
What the fuck?
Sounds yeah. like treason to me, man.
Yeah.
So after you do one nation under God, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, then you turn to Texas flag and you go, honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas one and indivisible.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Whoa, that's intense.
I can't believe I learned that just now.
We just listened to Bruce Springsteen and that counts for us in New Jersey.
Yeah, that's our pledge of allegiance. Every morning we listen to...
Born in the USA.
Born in the USA.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But Mike, you're really like anti like, Masker. Welcome to New Jersey, now leave.
Yeah, I don't really like those like... decorative things that's like welcome to New Jersey now go home or like I'm from Jersey so I can cut you off in traffic like
yeah
I,
they're
I
too tough
yeah it's like that's not
you're,
who we are.
And you're not a tough Jerseyan
fuck no were you upset when Jersey Shore came out and everyone hated us it was
especially because everyone on that show came from Staten Island no one was from New Jersey they all moved them from Staten Island to a house in New Jersey and those are the people that everyone in New Jersey doesn't like it's they're called the Bennies you know about this
yeah
it's the
Benny go home.
Yeah. You know what Bennies are?
No clue.
I don't remember what it stands for. Like Brooklyn Expressway something.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It stands for something about like people who come from New York in the summertime to like clog up all our nice beach towns and make a mess and then leave. So the Jersey Shore was just those people. And it was gave us a bad reputation. People still think, oh, you talk like this. We're going to go gym tan laundry. Like nobody to Joe and I are both from literally the middle of New Jersey. And we don't talk like that at all.
I don't like nothing comes to my mind when I think I mean, like this state comes to my mind, but I don't really have like a grasp of the picture of Jersey.
Bruce
like,
Springsteen, like Mike and Joe.
I guess much, like actually. I have an idea of what like New Jersey looks like in my head, but it's not
beautiful.
No, farms, it is beautiful. Parkways, I bet it kind of
trash.
No, I know. But are people from New Jersey, if you meet somebody who's also from New Jersey yes. at a party and
oh,
you
yeah,
guys
we fucking yeah. come together.
Even if you're from like two different sides
doesn't
of the
matter.
State.
Doesn't matter.
I feel like Texas is kind of that way, but like Dallas and Houston people are like, oh, Houston? And we're like, yeah, Dallas. It's like, okay.
Well, like, you guys more stay
like,
away?
You guys are like
we know
cousins.
The same people, but then I feel like we don't really continue the conversation from there. Well, I think people from Houston are actually kind of like more mean than people from Dallas. Like people from Houston think Houston is like the place.
Yeah.
But I think Dallas is a little bit nicer than Houston, in my opinion.
Well,
in
you're
my
from opinion. Dallas, right?
But somebody from Austin will be like, oh, cool, you're from Dallas. Oh, cool, you're from Houston. Cool. But really, Austin's the coolest.
So Texas people are like cousins in between the different towns.
Yes.
Jersey people are like siblings, brother and sister.
Okay, that's a good way to describe it. I got to say, I've never been to Minnesota, but the people from every person I've met from Minnesota is a great person.
Alex Ernst is from Minnesota.
I know.
Is he?
You know, I met Alex Ernst like 12 years ago. I was on tour with a band called All Star Weekend, and I was doing video for them. Why is that funny?
What do they do? Covers of Smash Mouth songs?
Yeah, but only on the weekends.
That's funny. I hate the both of you equally.
It's a very emo band.
All Star Weekend. That's like the starting line.
Yeah. Oh my god. Anyways, they were on like they started off on Disney Channel. They played like all their music there, and then like they like whatever. So like we went on tour, and in Minnesota it was like freezing out, snowing, and like two kids came on the bus to do a video with them, and like Alex came on with somebody else, And like I met him, like we shook hands, and like I stood there, and I remember like filming a little bit of it, but they were filming a video for their YouTube channel. And this is before like Alex was on Vine or anything. And I remember like Alex Ernst, like that, I just knew him just from that. Because like I think they did like an awkward interview, and I forget how it actually went. I don't even know if the video went up or not.
Does he remember this?
100%. Yeah, we talk about it all the time.
Wow.
That's so cool.
It's wild.
That's crazy.
Also, when I won the Battle of the Bands in freshman year of college at the Stone Pony, Joe was in the audience at that show.
Get out of here. Wait, hold on. Take this back.
Okay.
When was this?
Maybe freshman year of college, maybe 2010, around that time. The Stone Pony, it's a very famous New Jersey venue, like the Troubadour or the Roxy or one of those places. They had a Battle of the Bands. Winner gets to play the Bamboozle Festival, which is like the Coachella of New Jersey.
Oh, I know
it was huge. Everyone was there. Bon Jovi was there. Paramore, Gym Class Heroes, Drake. Like, if you were an artist, you were there.
Wow. Yeah, it was like one of the big tour stops for the festival circuit. And if you win this Battle of the Bands, you get to play the Bamboozle Festival.
So, like, every local band aspired to, like, win this contest.
But did you play, like, at 11 in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't put him down. No. He was headlining.
Wait, you won?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry.
So we played the Stone Pony Festival, and there's great photos and whatever. We ended up winning, and it was they picked the winner that night. So like they had lined up all the bands at the end of the night. We ended up winning, and then we played the Bamboozle Festival. And then Joe and I were talking about this like a year ago, and he goes, "I was at that show when you guys won." He's like, "Was your band Reality Addiction?" And I was like, "Yeah, that's me." And I was the drummer in that
you
band.
You remembered the name of the band?
He said the name of the band, and I was like, no fucking way.
I knew everything about Jersey scene.
Holy shit.
Joe was at that show and saw me play drums when I was like 19 years old.
Dude, I was like the video photo guy like everywhere.
Do you still have photos that you probably took of Mike?
Wait, you took the photos that night? I probably have that video on my Facebook from like 10 years ago.
You probably hear my voice being like, ah.
Anyway, yeah, that was... So Joe and I also... Joe's this guy who's been, like, circling... Do you work for the CIA?
Yep. I am everywhere.
Matt and I also, like, 5 years ago at South by Southwest, were at the same Vampire Weekend show.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't meet each other, but we saw Vampire Weekend.
Yeah, we were in the same place at the same time. Didn't even know.
Really? I watched it next to Elliot Page.
Oh wow.
Yeah. Like Rosario Dawson was there.
Yeah, it was like a lot of like there was a VIP
Donald
area.
Donald Glover was there.
It was crazy. But Matt and I talk about being at that show all the time.
Yeah, that's wild. Nuts. It's wild when you're in the same place at the same time with somebody that you will be much closer with down the run. Aaron and TJ, who are now engaged, they were at the same Taking Back Sunday show in the Boston area when they were like in their late teens or whatever.
Oh, that's wild.
They didn't even know each other, and now they're married, but they were in the same room together.
I watched David's videos before I moved out here.
You did?
Yeah.
I mean, everybody in America watched David's videos.
Yeah, but isn't that weird that like...
That you became friends with him?
Yeah.
That you stalked him until he became your friend?
Yeah. That I hunted out all of his likenesses and then I brought it to him. And then he's like, hey. Isn't that wild?
Joe, who's your favorite member of the vlog squad?
Matt King.
Oh, Joe.
Matt. Ilya, obviously.
How did you feel when you heard that Ilya said that Todd was his best friend?
That was fucking slander. It's not real and I want the video taken down. Do you want me to make another parody of your show this week when you're gone?
No.
It might happen.
Really?
No, Joe.
When you leave, I'm going to take all the microphones.
Don't be a dick.
Don't steal our identity.
Yeah, man. Don't.
What's the farthest you've ever gone? With a girl.
I kissed.
That's like sleepover ad question session. What's the farthest you've ever been with a girl?
That was just our entire show. We like, yeah, people like, what's the farthest you've gone? And we're just like looking at each other.
You guys look so fucking scary right now. Me and my friend, we invited these girls over. I think it was in seventh grade. And and we were
sorry, this is just so funny. The idea, like,
we were both trying to like get our first kiss, I remember. And like there was like me and two friends, and like they had three friends, and it was like perfect. We all thought we'd like hang out. And like I had like Joe's sex room, which like was just in a closet. I know, I got ahead of myself. But like
Did you make a sign?
We had it on there, but like before they came.
Did you walk in with your oversized bag of condoms waddling in the room, spilling out of the top?
Yeah, they were flying everywhere. Lime flavored strawberry. And then we took the sign down, but me and this girl went in there, and I remember we had our first kiss in there.
Whoa. What was her name?
Amanda.
Amanda? Yeah. Amanda hug and kiss?
Fuck! You know her!
I think my first kiss was Taylor.
David's assistant?
No, not Taylor, David's assistant. Taylor, a girl I went to high school with.
You guys just met like a month ago.
And you've been dating Patricia for like a year.
Yeah,
we're talking about our first kiss. This happened in high school.
Oh, different Taylor. Okay.
Yeah.
No, you gotta say that.
Yeah, no, it was a different Taylor.
Cut it around to make Matt look dumb.
Keep going. You're a bully, Joe.
Who's your first kiss,
man? I don't remember.
Mike, can you tell the story though about like filming your friends whenever they were getting stoned and to make you stop filming? They would say
yes. So in college, I used to just like filming stuff because I like having stuff on video. So I'd always have my iPhone and like filming all my friends drinking, partying, whatever. But a lot of my friends would smoke cigarettes and they didn't want themselves smoking cigarettes on camera. So if I ever pulled out my phone and like filmed them smoking cigarettes, they would shout the name of this girl that I really liked. So I can never use the video or upload it online.
Oh, that's so
there's
Jersey.
Like hundreds of videos of like all my friends smoking cigarettes and they like see me, they go, Mike loves Abby. Mike loves he's in love with Abby and he won't say it. Mike loves Abby. This is never going on Facebook, but Mike is in love with Abby. And so I have like hundreds of videos of all my friends. So I can never post anything from college. Even if I pulled out the camera,
I think you need to make a compilation of all of those videos.
Yeah, you should confess to Abby.
No, I did. I told her. And then she married someone else.
What a fucking scum.
But I find
scum.
That just, I thought it's adorable.
Yeah, it was funny.
When did you tell her that you had a crush on her?
In college.
Was this your final hoorah?
Also, another this is like when I still lived at home in college. So like one summer, I invited her to go on a date in the city in New York. So we go to New York and we go to Chinatown to just like check it out. And
I used to do that too.
I'm in good company.
I did it with Chelsea.
And who?
Chelsea. Who? This is my first girlfriend.
Oh.
What happened?
We broke up. She cheated.
Oh.
Back to Abby. Come on. Let's hear the love story.
So we go to Chinatown. She's like, oh, there's this bag I really, really like. I want to see if we can find like a knockoff of it. I was like, sure, great. And I had like $40 in cash on me just because like I know you're supposed to bring cash on a date. So we're walking around and I'm super nervous, like the first date I've ever been on. And we're going to Chinatown and we like go into a store and like the guy is like, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? And I was like, oh, this bag. And we pull out the phone and show. And he's like, okay, I got it. But like, we got to go to a different store.
You have to crawl through stuff too, right?
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. Yeah. So like we went to like this back area and he's like, okay, you got to come with me. She's got to stay behind. And then we're going to go and get it. And then we're going to come back. That's it. I was like, okay, how much is it? He's like, it's $80. So I was like, fuck, I only have 40. And like, I didn't have an ATM card or whatever. I was clueless. So I just asked her, I was like, it's $80. Do you have $40 in cash? So she gave me $40. I had my $40. We go. I walk through this.
You leave her.
Yeah. I left her on the corner. In the Chinatown. I'm 19 years old, 18 years old. I had no idea what I was doing.
Well, it's normal. They have to split you up.
Yeah, it's part of the scam. So
it's also very illegal what they're doing.
Okay.
So I'm walking through like this Chinatown market and we end up on the other side. Like it went through to the other alleyway. So now I'm on the other side of the street.
Were you scared at all?
Not at all. I was completely oblivious. I was like, oh, this is great. Like door-to-door service, white glove. This is
normal
great.
Life. This happens every day.
Yeah, exactly. So I go. And he's like, okay, so give me the money. I'm going to go meet my friend at the store across the street. And then I'm going to bring you the bag because you can't go in. I just need to go in. So I give him the money. He walks away into another store. And I'm waiting. I'm waiting. I'm waiting. It's like 20 minutes goes by. She's like, is everything okay? She texts me. I was like, yeah, I'm just waiting for him to bring the bag back. She's like, it's been 20 minutes. Like, what do you think happened? I was like, I don't know. I guess I can just go into the store and see if he's in there. So I walk into that store, and that store also has an exit to the other side of the street. And then I realized I had been scammed. And then I walk back to her, and she's like, where's the bag? I was like, I don't have it. She's like, oh, well, can I have the money back? And I was like, I don't have it.
Wow.
Oh, no.
No wonder why Abby left you. Fuck, man. That's such an obvious scam.
I know. I didn't know. It's my first time getting scammed.
Did she just look at you and go, really?
No, she was like, super cool about it.
She was, but she just was like, this is the end.
Yeah, no, there was no way. I didn't.
Were you like, I'm sorry? Or like.
Yeah, I just felt like.
And
I
then
felt
you
like
were like, you hungry?
Like, she's can like, I borrow another like, $20? Yeah. Yeah, it sucked. And then after that, my friends all knew about this. And then anytime I would film them, then that's when they would say, Mark still loves Abby.
Damn, he got
but she's happily
Abby.
Married to one of my friend's friends. And it's fine.
And I hate the guy.
I almost got scammed like a month ago.
How?
Have you heard about the white van speaker scam?
No.
The white van speaker scam?
A lot of people should know this. So
should I vlog it?
PSA.
It will just happen to you randomly. You'll be either in a parking lot or you'll be like in your car, and a guy will pull up with a white van and he'll say something.
Does it have to be a white van?
Yes, it's usually always a white van. Okay. Maybe it could be a truck or something, but it's usually always in a van. And they're usually really cool with you, like, hey, bud, I'm so sorry about this. So I'm like a DJ. I work for this big time music company and I'm having to leave town right now, but I have all this extra music equipment and I really need to sell it right now. It's worth so much. I'll give it to you super, super cheap, like all of it for just like $120. And it's worth like $700-$800. Like you could just resell this. You'll make a ton of money. And
this happened to you?
Well, so this happened to one of my good friends about 2 years ago. My friend was just really down on his money and he said, I got scammed by the white van speaker scam or whatever. And I was like, what is that? And he goes, a guy approached me in a parking lot, said he had a real sick deal for me on these speakers and he was going to sell them all to me for $100. But once you do get the speakers are cheap, broken, like they're not even worth $20 if for you to sell all of them. They're crap, but they make it seem like they're giving you these really, really nice speakers. And I'd always known about this scam. And the other day I was outside of Patricia's place and a guy pulls up with the van or whatever. And he's just like, hey man, he's like talking to me. And he asked me like for directions about something. He goes, oh, by the way, I have all these like speakers in the back in the whole moment. I'm like, this is a scam.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I go, this is a scam. And he just drove right off.
Wow.
Yeah. But I'm like,
so they're selling you broken garbage speakers for like three times the price.
Yes. And they look really nice, but they are dirt junk. Cheap crap speakers. But the way they like swindle you in and make you feel like you're getting this sick deal and that they're in a hurry and like, it's not like they're like, hey, you want to buy these speakers? It's just like, yo, I have to leave. Do you want to buy these speakers? Just take them off my hands, blah, 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 blah. And but luckily, I knew about the scam.
Wow.
But
would you have bought them if you didn't know about the scam? Would you have given a guy that you didn't know in a white van $120 for speakers you don't need?
Mike's scam sounds way more legit than your scam. Like, you would have been dumb. I understand your scam.
It happens to a lot of people, the white speakers. They target, like, young guys like us.
And, like, the way scammers talk, too, it's like, you want to believe them.
I ignore everybody on the street, so.
Do you?
Yeah. This lady, I bought donuts the other day, and this lady's like, ooh, can I see him? And I walked right by her.
Actually, another thing that a lot of scammers do is they will test your trust at first, and then they'll make you pass that test so you don't think that they're a scammer. I forgot one piece of information. When I first started talking to this guy, he goes,
Mike trying to defend himself.
He goes, so when I first approached him and I said, do you have this bag? He says, yes. I just got to make a call to one of my friends real quick, but I can't use my phone. Can I use yours? And I was like, I don't know. He's like, I'm not going anywhere. It's fine. Just give me the phone. So I gave him the phone. He made the call and I was like ready to chase him because I thought this was going to be a scam. I thought he was going to take my phone, but he made the phone. He goes, yeah, you got the thing. Okay. I'll be there in 5 minutes. Hang up and gave me the phone back. And I was like, okay.
Did you check to see if he actually called someone?
No, but like I heard someone, he was talking to someone on the phone, but I was just like, this guy is trustworthy because he could have ran off with my phone and he didn't. And now I'm going to follow him to do whatever he did. So scammers have like these little tricks to make you think you can trust them at first and then dart away.
Scoundrel.
Yeah. Have you ever been scammed?
No, not once. One time when I was a kid, I gave away my mom's social security number. Aside from that, I haven't been scammed.
That's the worst one yet, Joe.
I know.
What happened?
I went on eBay and I think I made... Oh, I went on eBay and like I sold a bunch of stuff like using their information because I was only 13, so I couldn't sign up for an account.
Right.
And I didn't tell them because I was like buying and selling baseball cards. And then I got an email saying that I had a suspicious login and I had to log back in. So I did it. And it was like a fake email. And I gave them everything. And like they bought a bunch of like shit in like Pakistan. They bought stuff from Guitar Center. They bought like,
oh, that's cool.
Like, so dope. They bought like $10,000 worth of stuff. And my mom was just so disappointed in me.
Wow.
But you got it all
back. Did you get it back?
Yeah, we didn't have to pay for anything. It was really good.
That's great. Well, a lesson to the kids. Don't get scammed.
Don't get scammed. Joe, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for bringing me on.
The original Hoot and a Half, not a ripoff, not a knockoff, the OG number one version of this show featuring
featuring Matt King and Mike Sheffer. Guys, thanks for coming on to my podcast, Two Hoots. This has been so much fun.
Thank you, Joe, and thank you for the additions to my Christmas village and all the sour strips. You're a good friend, and I love you.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.